films produced by Hollywood kingpin Jerry Bruckheimer usually don't have French titles, but Deja Vu breaks a lot of rules. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Deja Vu is in the business of confounding expectations. It's not the routine potboiler starring Denzel Washington the advertising indicates. Instead, it's a thriller that plays like the noir classic Laura would if science fiction writer Philip K. Dick had a hand in the screenplay.
Don't answer it. I'll prove it to you. That's your friend Beth calling. Let the machine pick it up. She's going to say, "Hi, Claire, is Beth? Are you there? I'm sorry to call you so early, but when you didn't call me last night, I got worried."
Claire? Hi, it's Beth. Are you there? I'm sorry to call you so early, but you said you were going to call me when you got home, and when you did, I started to get worried.
Beth, is this a joke?
Deja Vu translates as already seen. It's a film viewers will be hard-pressed to explain to themselves, let alone anyone else. But if the script doesn't make any sense, it does so in such a delirious and energetic way that it's hard not to go along for the ride. The key notion here has been a sci-fi staple for years. It's whether the past is truly past, or whether past, present, and future are in some way connected via shortcuts through space and time called wormholes. These shortcuts enable people in the humble present to influence both the past and the future.
Basically, you're folding space in a higher dimension to create an instantaneous link between two distant points.
Instantaneous.
Well, that's what we hope for, and that's what we expected. We used huge amounts of energy to create this link.
Oh, all right, how huge?
I remember that little blackout we had a few years back.
Yes,
we played in Canada,
right.
Canada, Michigan.
Half the Northeast, you're saying you guys?
50 million homes?
Right.
My bad.
When you've got a far-flung premise like that, you need a star who grounds the film in everyday reality. Denzel Washington, playing a government agent investigating a terrorist blast, does that beautifully. An actor with charisma and intelligence to burn, Washington is someone who never wastes his time, never takes on projects that don't deserve to be made. Also essential when you're making a film with a plot nobody should be thinking about too hard is a strong director who can move things along at a breakneck clip, a director like Tony Scott. Scott is expert at filling the screen with so much forward motion that the questions you might otherwise ask get left in the dust. Though he's made his share of fiascos, Scott and Washington form an especially potent combination. Witness 1995's Crimson Tide and 2004's Man on Fire. What is interesting about Deja Vu is not how little sense it makes, but how little that matters. If you want your films to add up logically, you're welcome to take your calculator somewhere else. But if you do, you will be missing out on some first-class genre fun.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles.